Chairman, House Bill and members of the committee, House Bill 2870 would require that a parent or legal guardian of a youth attend juvenile court hearings involving that youth. I understand that the dash 2 is the relevant amendment, and that is before you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, somebody want to tell us what this does?
Sure. For the record, I'm Joseph Kaiser with Chairman Chatterley. I'm Joseph Kaiser with Representative Leonard's office. This particular bill is a parental responsibility bill. Would require parents to attend juvenile court hearings. Originally, when the bill came out, it was a little broad. Then we came up with some dash one amendments. We were a little constrained, and now we've come up with a nice medium that we've all agreed on. So we hope that what we can do is come here and take care of this today. Basically, what these amendments will do is that already parents are summoned along with the juvenile for the juvenile court proceeding. But now what it would do is it would require the parent to actually be there during the proceeding. And if the parent is there, they can file a complaint with the judge, and if they need to go for any reason, for work, for they're ill, they're out of state, it would give the judge judicial discretion as to whether or not the parent has to be there, or one parent, two parents, whatever. The whole point of this is that the hope is that when we have parents around for these kind of court proceedings, one, the proceedings go better from what I've heard. They seem to be run more efficiently if the parent's there, because the judge can talk to the parent and the child. Also, the bill, what it helps with is communication between the court and the parent, in the respect that when we play mail tag, as often happens on things, the parent may not know exactly what's going on. There may be misunderstandings. So that's what the dash twos do. The dash twos basically state, the thing we were having a hard time with was coming up with a way to enforce this particular bill, and what we came up with is that if the judge feels that the parent should be there, has not excused the parent, and the parent's not there, then they can send a deputy to go pick that parent up and bring them to the court proceeding. There's no monetary fine. There's nothing that would impede someone who doesn't have enough money to pay a fine. There's no criminal fine that just makes them come get them and take them to the hearing. And I assume probably
Joe,
good tongue lashing.
You're going to lose this bill in 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm done.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Nancy Miller for the State Court Administrator's Office. I am not Timothy Travis, and Mr. Travis will pay for this long afternoon that I've spent with the committee.
Hey, we've been here too.
Yes,
you're
you
getting
have.
Paid more than we are.
We support the dash twos. We did. The Judicial Department is neutral on this bill. We just offered to help Representative Leonard, and we're in support of the dash twos.
Kathy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Kathy Osborne from the Juvenile Rights Project. We also support the dash two amendments.
Thank you. Do we
Mr.
have
Chairman,
Representative Lowe?
Are we in work session?
We are.
Move the 2870-2.
Representative Lowe moves the dash two amendments into House Bill 2870. Is there any discussion? Representative Witt.
Yeah, I'm don't understand the necessity of the language on page 1 of dash 2, lines 20 through 23. Is there some kind of concern that's come up, or is there some specific reason for that language being put in the dash 2s?
This is the non-dischargeability?
Yeah, it was in the original, and it was then removed by the dash 1s, I believe, and then re-put back in by the dash 2s. I don't know that there's any particular significance. At first, when this was added to the bill, I actually personally thought it was just a part of any bill that was like that, statutes that they include sometimes when they do these types of things. It's not something we were absolutely enthralled with or anything.
I know we do have that relating to jury duty. Yeah. There are other provisions that say when you're summoned to appear for one purpose or another, that you can't be discharged.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah, Representative.
I believe that the theory behind sticking that in there was that oftentimes a parent will, it's horrible to be the juvenile counselor or the person trying to represent or straighten out a kid, have a kid be in court, kid look around for mom and dad, and there's nobody there to support them. It's really counterproductive to the purposes of helping that child become a responsible citizen. And then when the parent finally moseys in, my boss said he'd can me if I didn't go or if I left the job site or something like that. It's often kind of a bogus excuse because most employers would say, no, you take care of family first, please. And then, But this removes that excuse.
Chairman, Representative, do you think the language is there more to remove the excuse or more there to compel the employer?
I think it's more there to remove the excuse, but I don't know. I didn't draft this. It's not my bill. I just know what experience I've had in court looking at kids and looking at their parents, some irresponsible parents who need as much attention as the recalcitrant child, I think, and that's what they come up with. And oftentimes you call up the employer and they said, heck no, I wouldn't.
Well, and I guess I'm okay with this. I would hate to put a parent who's been summoned to appear in a juvenile proceeding to in a position of having to choose between the court order and their job, especially whatever may be at stake with the child as well.
Mr. Chairman, the thing is, I haven't seen any. I haven't heard anything that convinces me in any way that that's the choice that's being forced on employees. There's some kind of assumption made here that employers are going to threaten employees relative to their job when a parent or an employee who's a parent is summoned to a juvenile proceeding. I don't know. It seems to me it's unnecessary language.
Excuse me, if that is the, I apologize, if that's the impression that I gave, that's not what I meant to say, though. I meant to say, I don't buy it for a minute. I just think it's an excuse the parent uses.
Oh, no, I appreciate that's not what, I'm not saying, Representative, that's what you were inferring.
Thank you.
That's what the bill infers.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, Representative Witt, I can tell you as a practitioner in juvenile court, and actually my specialty is delinquency, so all my cases are the delinquency cases that we are talking about. A lot of times in order to monitor the kids, what we do is we set up almost monthly meetings with the judge, and I've had many cases where employers have said, once, twice, okay, but when it starts going on three or four times, no, you can't take off and come to the court for your child. And I've had situations where I've had to use essentially my subpoena power, probably improperly, in order to then be able to say to the court, I have subpoenaed this person to court. It is a court order. They must show up. I hate to do that only because I think it's maybe a use of the subpoena power that I shouldn't be using, but if I believe that the parent needs to be there for the child and that's in my client's best interest, that's certainly what I will do. And I think what this does is give the court the ability to say, no employer, I have summoned this, it comes from the court and not from the child attorney, where the court can say, I have summoned this parent to the proceeding, just as they would be summoned to jury duty.
Mr. Chairman, is there protection of the employee's job in current statute if they're terminated for responding to a subpoena?
Mr. Chair, Representative Witt, although there's, I don't know whether there is a protection for subpoenas. I do know that when I call the employers, basically what I tell them is this is a court order. They must be here because otherwise they will be violating a court order. When you put it to employers like that, I've never had an employer say, oh, okay, we're not going to do it. I think it's a matter of, the employers often sometimes wonder if the employers are using the juvenile court excuse to get out of work in an inappropriate way. But I've never had an experience where I've told the employer, this is a court order, you must do it, and they have not allowed their employee to come.
Mr. Chairman,
yes, sure.
I just don't like the language, but I don't mean to hold up this whole proceeding over that, so. If you want to move forward on it, that's fine.
I'm inclined. I think it's what a remarkable day. We started with Don McIntyre in revenue confessing to tax evasion and the purchase of cigars, and now Kathy Osborne confesses to abusive process.
Abusive process.
In the judiciary
council. I'm just grateful that a member from the state bar is here in disciplinary council.
All right. Well, we did want to give a good discussion of this to make it worth your stay for the
make
afternoon.
It even.
You bet. Do we have any further discussion on the dash twos? Representative O, did you move the dash twos? Or did somebody did it? Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none. So ordered, is there a...
Representative, I can't even talk, and whatever needs to be said,
I move. Representative Lowell moves House Bill 2870 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Representative Ashen?
Aye.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Lowell?
Aye.
Representative Urbelow?
Excused?
Walker?
Aye.
Representative Wells?
Yes.
Representative Williams?
Aye.
Representative Whit?
Aye.
Chair Shatterly?
Aye. House Bill 2870.
Mr. Chairman?
Goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Could we ask Representative Leonard to present this bill?
Who?
Or Randy Leonard?
Yes. I'm not sure that's appropriate, because I believe staff, talking to the staff, it's his bill.
Well,
he can't carry it.
No, he can't carry it, but he can just stand next to Representative Leonard when I...
Representative Leonard will be the carrier.
Good show up there.
Yeah. And tell him to expect, and we are adjourned. Tell him to expect some...